Texte numéro 61. How Tesla should combat child labor in the Democratic Republic of the Congo. Last week, Elon Musk announced that Tesla plans to manufacture 20 million electric-powered vehicles by 2030. The impetus is clear. Global warming is threatening our planet, and a rapid and dramatic reduction in carbon emissions is essential. Battery-powered vehicles are the most promising alternative, but for the moment, they depend on cobalt, a mineral found primarily in the Democratic Republic of Congo, DRC, where child labour and unsafe mining conditions are common. The US Department of Labour has documented the nature and scope of the cobalt problem in the DRC. Its most recent global report on child labour concludes that in 2019, the DRC made no advancement in efforts to eliminate the worst forms of child labour. The report includes a focus on children working in cobalt and copper mines in the DRC, and especially in so-called artisanal and small-scale mines, ASM. It is estimated that 15 to 30% of cobalt from the DRC comes from ASM sites. Another report published last month by the World Economic Forum makes a series of thoughtful and practical recommendations. The writer of the report makes a compelling case for collective action by those working throughout the cobalt supply chain, including local mine owners, commodity traders, battery makers, and global buyers such as auto companies, which will help ensure that children don't gain access to the mines and encourage local authorities to provide them with access to decent schools. Within the mines, a formalised process will help to establish safety standards and a system to apply them. Fortunately, some mostly European companies have begun to come together in this way to wrestle with these daunting challenges. American automakers are notably missing from this table, including Ford, General Motors, Chrysler, and Tesla. Several years ago, Elon Musk vowed he would avoid sourcing from the DRC altogether, instead relying on North American mines, which account for less than 4% of the global reserves. If he is forecasting the production of 20 million electric vehicles in a decade, this clearly will not be enough. Alternatively, Musk is promising that his firm is developing a new cobalt-free battery technology. Yet many experts estimate that it will be a decade before any of the alternatives are commercially available at scale. So in June, Tesla announced a partnership with Glencore, which is responsible for mining in the DRC. This partnership, coupled with Musk's ambitious plans to lead in the global production of electric vehicles, should compel both companies to come to the table with their competitors and to join the collective effort to end child labour and support responsible cobalt mining in the DRC. Adapted from Forbes, October 2020.